Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Sharperson. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dwayne Ward. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields the ball and throws to Ward covering. Safe. Henderson moves to third. John Cerutti now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Sullivan moves to third. Owen moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sullivan scores. Owen moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Owen. Witt moves to second. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Sharperson reaches second base with a double. Witt scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cerruti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mullenix moves to second. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw moves to third. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Evans throws it back to Sullivan, who tags the runner out. Upshaw scores. Sharperson moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Barfield moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGriff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Woodward now pitching. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullinix scores. Mosby moves to second. It's 8-5, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Mosby moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sachs pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is called out on strikes. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave Sachs now catching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGriff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McGriff reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Crawford covering. Safe. McGriff moves to third. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGriff scores. Sharperson moves to second. It's 9-5, Blue Jays. Joe Sambito now pitching. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mullinix strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 3 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Upshaw moves to second. It's 10-5, Blue Jays. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGriff hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.